Yeah, well, this would be something with buttons, you know, and it would have no sleeves. Yeah. Like a waistcoat or a jacket or a vest.
Oh, a vest?
Yeah. And
some,
these?
Some call them jackets.
What are these called?
Thanks.
Anything else?
Breeches.
Okay. All right. And I might ask, if somebody asks you, did you bring his coat? And you might say, yes, I have. I have.
Brody?
Yeah. What's that insect right there, that red, that?
I don't know.
It's red?
Yeah.
With blue wings?
It's red with blue wings, but it's some kind of a little wasp.
Uh-huh.
They go under the floor there.
I see. Mm-hmm. And you say he tried his coat on yesterday, and it, what, just fine. It tried his coat on, and it...
Worked just fine, did
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, yeah. He tried it on, and it just fine. It was a good...
fit.
Yeah, it was a good fit, and so yesterday he tried it on, and it... Now, see, I'm just seeing whether you say fit or fitted. You see?
It fit.
Okay.
And you're trying to show people how green I am.
No, not at all. Not green at all. Fits all right. There's nothing wrong with fit at all. No, this is just there are one person in 50 who knows all these things that you know. So don't be misled by that. If a man gets a coat and pants that match, you'd call that a... You know, he has a coat and trousers and pants that are made of the same material.
Just say they match, I guess.
Uh-huh. Well, would you ever call it a suit?
A suit, yeah.
And it's not an old one, it's a...
new one.
All right. And his pockets are all filled up with things. You say his pockets really... what out?
It'd be...
That's right, what?
It'd be my husband, it'd be a sardotron.
Okay. What would you say the pockets do, though? The pockets...
Books.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And if you wash a shirt and maybe you wash it in too hot water or something, and then the shirt gets smaller, you say the collar.
It shrinks.
Yeah, yesterday it.
Uh-huh.
It
shrinks.
Yesterday it what?
Shrinks.
Today it shrinks. Yesterday it.
Shrinks.
Yeah. Okay. Now, did you ever use draw up for that?
Draw up. Yeah.
And if a woman likes to put on fancy clothes, you might say she really likes to what?
Dress up.
Uh-huh. And what if she likes to put on lipstick and things?
Makeup.
Okay. And something you might use, you go to the store where you carry your money in.
Well, pocketbook, purse.
Yeah. Okay. And something you might wear around your wrist.
Wristwatch.
Yeah, or this is just an ornament, you know, just a piece of jewelry. It just goes around the wrist.
Bracelet.
Yeah. And then something might wear around the neck.
Necklace.
All right. And now did you ever talk about those and with reference to beads?
Beads.
You might say a what of beads? She had on a
strand of beads.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the things that men use to keep their pants up if they don't wear a belt.
Calluses.
All right. And something you open up on a rainy day.
Umbrella.
And over the on a bed, the thing you spread out over you have the blankets on a bed, and the thing you might spread out over that.
Bedspread.
Yeah.
Some called them county pins.
Okay. Now, are they the same thing though?
Yeah, same thing.
What about one that's washable and kind of thick? And women used to make these.
Quilts.
Yeah.
Quilts.
Women, now the quilts, but now were these tied or sewn?
They was quilted.
And that was...
Some quilted them, some tacked them.
When they were tacked, were they still called quilts?
Yeah, and no, comforts.
Okay.
Call them a comfort.
And something you rest your head on in bed.
Pillow.
And one that, a long one, would be called
bolster.
A...
bolster.
All right, now if you're talking about a field, you know, let's say that animal ran what across the field? Not partway across. He ran.
Ran across the field?
Yeah, but not partway. You want to indicate it's the whole way, though. You'd say he ran.
He ran plumb across the field.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. That's fine. That's just what I meant. Now, if you had some guests over, for at night, and they there wasn't you know, there weren't enough beds for them. They have to sleep on the floor. Make up a bed for the children on the floor, maybe. What would you call that?
I'd call them sleeping on the floor.
Did you ever call that anything when you kind of made up a little bed on the floor?
Pallet.
Yeah. And land that's very good is for planting is called what? What kind of soil?
I don't know. Good soil, I reckon.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, would you ever call it